1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:20 is our time. We'll have, again, Health Watch coming up. Pardon me, we'll have Tech Talk coming up in a few moments. But as we do normally on Thursday mornings, and now it's going to be on a live situation, we talk about what is going on in Washington with the U.S. Congressman from Zeeland, Bill Heisinger. Bill, good morning and welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Hope all is well in D.C. After some unsettling times on Monday.
Yeah, obviously this tragedy out at the Navy Yards has really affected a lot of people locally here. In fact, I was talking to a former corpsman who's a staff member around here a little bit about it yesterday, and he said he used to work in the same building that the shooting where it had taken place. And obviously it is a tragedy anytime something like this happens. Clearly this gentleman had some serious mental health issues, and there's a lot of discussion about how the military is dealing with everything from PTSD to how they're dealing with contractors and who's getting allowed to have access onto bases and into certain information. And we need that review, but it's so unfortunate that a tragedy like this had to happen.
Now, there's going to be a rally in Washington today by advocates for more stringent gun control situations. Some of the victims and the families of mass shootings will be protesting in Washington today, having a rally. The issue of gun control and the issue of gun control rights is going to be cropping up again in the wake of this incident.
I know the interesting thing is that some of the controls that were in place actually worked, in that he was not able to buy a particular weapon, a higher powered weapon that he was looking at. And I just hope people are not going to turn something like this political. We've got a tremendous number of laws in place. The reading that I've seen is that if these laws that are being discussed had been put in place, it still would not have prevented what had happened. I mean, we've got to get at the root cause of this, which is how do you deal with somebody who is mentally unstable and mentally ill, and how do we get to that and the real root of the cause, not how they necessarily played it out.
68 degrees in Holland at 6:23. You're listening to WHTC in the morning. I'm Gary Stevens, and I'm chatting with U.S. Congressman Bill Heisinger of Zeeland. Our Thursday morning conversation: the House of Representatives set to vote tomorrow on a bill that would keep the federal government running but shut down the federal health care law. The bill is created by conservative House Republicans, provides funding to keep the government open after September 30th, but strips out money and implement parts of President Obama's landmark health care law. The Democratic-controlled Senate is certain to strip out the health care defunding part of the bill and then send it back down to the House. A symbolic move, or is this maybe a salvo in what may be a kind of a testing next 2 weeks or so before October 1st rolls around?
Well, this is certainly going to be a challenging time, but that's okay. I mean, that's what we were all hired to do, was to work through these things. And, for all those trying to claim that the House or that any particular party is trying to, quote, shut down the government, I hope this clarifies that and shows that no, we're not. That isn't the goal. That isn't the objective. The goal and objective is to stop something that is incredibly harmful to our economy. It is something that left, right, and center all agree is not ready for prime time. My friends on the other side of the aisle have to sort of admit that it's not going to work. They will say that privately. They're starting to say that very quietly, publicly. They know that the things that were laid out in the Affordable Care Act aren't so affordable, and can't be done in the time frames that had been laid out originally, which is why the president had to do, for example, a delay in the employer mandate. Well, we think that the employer mandate should extend to the individual as well.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
That's all right. You know, we know that there's a tremendous number of things that that were laid out in very aggressive timelines that are not able to go be followed through on. And so this this would delay the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, for a year. We think that that is a very reasonable step. And, yeah, really, the, you know, the ball's going to be in the Senate's court.
One final thing, Bill, and we appreciate you joining us as you do every Thursday morning at this time. What do you make of what's going on with the Fed? They are not winding down the stimulus program. The situation involving Ben Bernanke, it looks as if Wall Street's kind of happy about it. And the reason I bring it up to you is you are a part of the House Financial Services Committee. And as a result, you have to deal with the Fed as part of your responsibilities in Washington.
Yeah, and I'm vice chair of the Monetary Policy and Trade Subcommittee as well. So we deal with this on even more more close basis. And here's the problem. We know that we need to restore the interest rates to where they naturally would be. The Fed is continuing to take this very accommodative stance and with easy money, and we're all benefiting from low interest rates right now. The problem is that the longer we wait, the harsher that snapback is going to be. And Wall Street responded very well, because guess what? This has been very good for Wall Street. I'm not so sure it's been very good for Main Street in the long run, and that is a huge, huge problem. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of Main Street, not Wall Street.
Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, as always, we appreciate your thoughts about some of the issues of the day. As we chat every Thursday morning, it'll be live now at around 6:15 or so. So we wish you and your family well. Safe trip back home for the weekend, and we'll talk to you next Thursday morning, sir.
Hey, all the best, Gary. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bill Huizinga, the congressman from Zealand on 1450 WHTC.